We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another exciting, cool edition of On the Road with the MTA. My name is Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA. How's Stephanie?
I am very well, thanks, Jay. I do like that. On the Road with Stephanie Kay and MTA. That really seems to fit. So I'm so glad we can do this together.
Yeah, it
it's
rhymes.
Fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sure does. And I'm so glad that each and every week it gives us the opportunity, Jay and I, to introduce other wonderful people in the community that want to make a difference. We have services and programs and people out there that need to be showcased. So if you know of somebody or you are someone, please get in contact with us at podcast@mtaflint.org. We'd love to see your interview and what you have to offer as well. Or if you need help in an area, let us know, because there's so many different organizations we work with that can make your life easier. As a matter of fact, we have somebody very special on the line right now with us. I have to tell you, Jay, in the community, you know, I did radio for 21 years and people would come to me and ask about resources. They would ask about how to take care of their parents. My father was very ill. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2011, but I had questions on how to help him. And the first agency's name that came up every single time was Valley Area Agency on Aging. They all said they could help you. They do so much there. And this young woman we're speaking to today, she started off as a social worker, which I love success stories like this. A social worker is a tough job, but she did that. She went along her way. She worked her way up. She received her master's degree. She continued working until she is now the CEO, President CEO of Valley Area Agency on Aging. That's a mouthful. And anybody I talk to in the industry, we just talked to Jean Johnson last week from Burton Senior Center, and they all said, oh, do you know Yoshika? She is amazing. She does so much. So please help me in welcoming right now our guest of honor, Yoshika Albert from the Valley Area Agency on Aging. Thank you for joining us, Yoshika.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, I saw you earlier. I thought, man, you do not look like a grandmother. You have two children and you have two grandchildren and you run this organization. You must be a busy woman.
I am. But I enjoy every minute of all three parts.
Oh, I am so glad. Now, we were talking a little bit off the podcast about how much, what they call it VAAA, does for this community. And there is a long list of things, but tell us, people listening right now, they might need some help. They might not know what you do. Give us a rundown of what the Valley Area Agency on Aging actually does for this community.
Okay. So Valley Area Agency on Aging, really our overall mission is to keep seniors in their homes, aging in place, and being as independent as possible for as long as possible. And so most of our programs are free or of very little charge, because they're state, federal, and locally funded. And then a lot of them are grant funded as well. Some of them do require a little bit of cost sharing, but quite a few of them are of no charge to the senior. And so our role is to bring services to the senior to help them age in place properly.
Oh. And that's so important to give them their independence and to make them, and elder abuse is just so heart-wrenching when I hear about that. And I know you're there to protect the older people and to help them. And what's the main thing you're working on right now? I know you said that you're really bogged down with all this information with COVID. You're trying to keep them safe. And what is it you said you're working on today that you're so busy with?
Today specifically, one of the things I pride Valley Area Agency on is partnerships. They say it takes a village to raise a kid. I say it takes a village to raise a village. And so we are in a partnership right now with the Genesee County Office of Senior Services and the Genesee County Health Department to assist seniors who are not necessarily internet or tech savvy and who can't get through on the website, so that they call our line and give us their information. We create a spreadsheet, and every day we send their information. It's like a pre-registration. Every day we send those numbers over to the health department, and then the health department calls the senior back when there's an appointment available.
Oh, that's amazing, because I know it is very difficult for a lot of seniors to understand the computer and how to work that, and they're the ones that need this vaccine more than anything. So I'm so grateful you're doing that. So if somebody's listening to this and they really want to get a hold of you to get more information, to find out how they can help themselves or their families, what's the best way to contact you?
Best way to contact us is via phone. It's 810-239-7673. 7-1.
And I take it you're there like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday?
Yep, we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, but leave a message and someone will get back with you as soon as possible.
Oh, that's so important. Well, I know, I mean, keeping the seniors independent in their homes is so, so valuable for them. And you also, you help out with the food, you help out with so many of the things. Talk about maybe the top three things that you think is the most important that the Valley does for the seniors or the community.
Well, seniors are at different levels. Not everybody that we serve is very, very ill. We do serve active seniors as well. We provide a lot of programs in the community from color art therapy to food delivery to wellness programs to educational programs to training and education for caregivers. We also do wellness check programs. We have volunteer programs. We have social telephonic programs. And then when you start moving to the more frail senior who's stuck home and who can't get out, we have programs such as home delivered meals, our care management, our My Choice Waiver program, and those programs offer services such as homemaking, personal care, home delivered meals. Depending on the program, it could be medical equipment assistance. And we can link you to any service that a senior could need to stay in their home. That's why our tagline is All Things Senior, because we pride ourselves on being able to give anyone that calls some type of information.
So there's no age limit whatsoever. If somebody needs help, you're going to help them, at least find resources for them if you don't have the answers, correct?
If they're a caregiver, if they're caring for a senior, we give them answers. But our programs and services, for the most part, you have to be 60 years of age or older. Our volunteer programs, you have to be 50 to 55 years of age or older. And our My Choice Waiver program, which is a program that cares for our most frail and nursing home level population, except for they choose to stay in their homes. That program, you have to be deemed disabled and you can be 18 and up. But you do have to be disabled, and there is some qualifications for that program medically as well as financially.
Well, I know that you won the first national award for the 2020 Aging Innovations and Achievement Award. That's pretty impressive. So congratulations on that. And also explain this to me, Tired and Senior Volunteer Program, which is the RSVP, is the winner of the Governor's Service Award for Outstanding National Service Program. What is that exactly?
A couple of years ago, the Retired Senior and Volunteer Program it's been with us for about, I think about 6 years or six, 4 to 6 years now. I can't remember the exact amount of time it's been with us, but we recruit seniors who usually are retired or just want to do some work back, give back to the community, usually to other seniors. So we do have target areas in which we do some volunteering. Like, for instance, one of those programs is called CHAT through the RSVP program. And CHAT stands for Chatting Helps Aging Adults Thrive. We also have, and that's just a program where you call and you just chat with a senior. You dedicate to chat with a senior at least 15 minutes per week. And that's a social program. But one of our favorite programs is KISS, and that's Keeping Independent Seniors Safe. And that's a wellness check program that we do Monday through Friday, where we call the senior usually in the morning and just give them their morning kiss and just check to make sure that they're okay.
I love that. Can you do that for anybody? I mean, can somebody call you right now and say, you know, my mom lives alone. Can you please call her and put her on the list and give her a call? Does that cost them anything to have that done?
No, it's free.
Wow. And anybody can be on the list as long as they're of the right age, over 60.
Correct. As long as they're over 60.
How many phone calls do you make a day? It seems like that could be a lot.
Yes. At peak of that particular program, we make about 170 phone calls a day, Monday through Friday.
Wow. So can you use some volunteers to help you do that?
Well, we could also always use volunteers. Our volunteers have slowed down a bit, of course, because of COVID. But if you can't do the KISS program, the chat program is we're kind of using some of our staff to do the KISS program right now. Normally we do use volunteers, but that program is a wellness check program. And so we utilize our very trained volunteers so that we can make referrals to our other programs that are out in the community or either within Valley. If you can tell that the senior is getting a little frailer right now, we're using our staff for KISS, but we could also always use volunteers for the CHAT program. We could use volunteers, period. We'll find some place to put you if you want to be, if you want to help out in the community.
Well, I know that you're responsible for the implementation of the Silver Sneakers program, and my mother loves that. That's where the seniors can go and exercise, and you make the exercises very, very comfortable for the different age groups that can, their abilities, and she loves that. So you were kind of responsible for creating that, weren't you?
Well, it was in partnership with Tivity Health and their Silver Sneaker. It's a Silver Sneaker collaboration. Again, it's a partnership where we collaborate with Tivity Health. And their Silver Sneakers recipients that comes, and we, you know, we have several classes that are covered under the Silver Sneakers program. There's a balance class, there's a arthritis exercise program, there's a matter of balance program. So yeah, there's, that was an excellent partnership.
So where do these exercise facilities, where are they located? How do they, where do they go to do the exercises?
Well, pre-COVID, of course, you know, a lot of stuff we're doing online. So we do have access for a senior to participate in any of our wellness programs online. You just have to go to our Facebook page, Valley Area Agency on Aging. And then we also have a Valley Area Agency on Aging Caregiver Corner as well. But a lot of the classes that we were doing either at senior centers, senior housing, apartment complexes, we will go to churches, AFC homes, community centers. We do them anywhere in the community that seniors congregate.
Okay, I know my mom goes to a lot of the different senior centers, and she goes to several different ones, and she loves all of them. They all offer a little bit something different. But so you don't have a, they never come to your facility where you're located, correct?
No, we go to the senior. Our offices are admin in downtown Flint. We take all of our services to the senior.
That's amazing. I don't know how you guys have enough manpower to do everything you do to help. And, you know, the seniors are my heart. I think they're sweet. I love the veterans. Do you have a veterans program too? Is there something separate for them, or is that just included within the seniors?
It's included within the seniors.
Okay. So please explain to us, what is that NCQA?
It's a new accreditation that we've just received for 3 years. It stands for the National Committee for Quality Assurance, and it exists to improve the quality of healthcare. So they have quality areas that they look at, such as quality management and improvement, population health management, network management, utilization management, other types of things that we do for our clients focused on quality and service provision. So they came out and did a very, very detailed records audit of our processes and our procedures and our documentation. And I'm proud to say that our care management team has received that accreditation for 3 years, and that's not an accreditation. 3 years is the maximum that you can get it without being, then you have to get recertified. And I'm proud to say that's not a certification that just anybody can get. That's usually for a managed care organization. So I'm very, very proud. And we do managed care with our My Choice Waiver program. It's very similar to managed care. So I'm very, very proud that we were able to get that in the midst of a pandemic, because it was very, very tedious.
And well, you should be proud. And I can't tell you again, I cannot reiterate how well people speak of you. You have a great stellar reputation. So I want to thank you for all you do this for community and all you're doing with the agency. And is there anything else you'd like to add about the agency as we wrap this up? Let us know.
I appreciate the amazing partnership we've always had with MTA. You guys are amazing to work with. We've worked with you guys when we needed to do some transportation for our clients, in the community, to get them from point A to point B. And MTA is a staple in the community and a staple with our seniors. So I just want to say that I really, really appreciate Ed Benning and his entire team and the MTA family. And I appreciate the partnership.
Well, thank you for that. Isn't he the best? We're so lucky to have such a great leader as our boss, because he really cares about the community and he's always thinking ahead. And Jay, give her the analogy that you always use about the hockey puck with him. I love that.
Well, yeah, he's one of those types that looks to where the puck is going, not where it's been.
Yeah, so important. Isn't that great?
Yeah, that came from Steve Jobs, actually.
No, I mean, in terms of hockey, like Gretzky, you know, he's known for hitting the puck where he knows where he wants it to go, not where it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Never mind. He is a hockey player. That's why I was...
Sure. Well, I love that. Well, thank you once again, Ishika. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate everything you're doing for us. And who knows, when we get to be that age, we're going to need your help, or maybe our parents need it. So give us that phone number one more time. They can reach you for any more questions they might have for you.
They can reach us at Valley Area Agency on Aging at 810-239-7671, or on our website. All you have to do is Google Valley Area Agency on Aging, or you can look us up on Facebook, and YouTube, and Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. You might want to listen in next week too, because a good friend of ours, Johnny Burke, I'm going to be on his show every other Thursday about 8 a.m. So we've invited him to be on our podcast. And if you guys are listening, have any questions for Johnny Burke, like how things work backstage, or good, bad, indifferent, whatever you want to say, I'm going to give you my personal email this time, and you can reach out and give me any questions you have for him. And my personal email is sconfer, C-O-N, F as in fabulous, E-R, at mtaflint.org. And that's next week with Johnny Burke. So don't miss out. Thanks for listening this time. And please listen every week as we bring you On the Road with MTA and Stephanie K.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.